Let's do it. Jim Mora joins us right now here, Brock. Takes a few minutes on the Venue Kings hotline. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. And just excited to talk on a number of different levels, Jim. And obviously, you know, I think we start here. You and I had some fun this year, had some fireworks. And I think, you know, I don't know, from your perspective, from my perspective, it's centered around the quarterback, right? And Josh Rosen. And, you know, where everything is going to probably center around to some degree on Thursday. So if we if we start there, and I guess maybe start with you and I, you know, and just kind of clear the air a little bit.
You and I go way, way back, as do your brother and I, and we're both dogs, we're both huskies, and we're both a little bit feisty and opinionated. And when you did our husky game, and I felt like you were questioning Josh, you know me, Brock, I'm protective. And it's like that big brother, little brother thing. It's like, you know, you can say whatever you want about your brother, and you can tease him and make fun of him, but if somebody else does, then you bow up. And that's how I get. But I've always had great respect for you, and I think you do an amazing – well, first of all, you had a great career, and you're a great Husky, which I appreciate and love. And you've had a tremendous – I mean, you've done an amazing job, I think, of transitioning, which is really, really difficult for a lot of people, into another career in which you've had – an equal amount of success. So, you know, I don't think people ever really understand how competitive maybe guys like you and I are, and because they've never really been in the arena that we've been in. And so sometimes we flare up a little bit, but it's always, you know, there's always that respect factor. So I know I respect you.
Jim, I just have one question on it. Had you actually heard Brock's comments before you commented on them?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I get like cut ups of stuff from our sport. Well, I don't work there anymore, but from our former sports information people. So, you know, you protect your players. That's one of, you know, I think if you ask my friends up in Seattle, Hugh Millen and Mark Battison and Brett Lochnan and Dave Kaler and Wayne Hagan, all those guys, they tell you that one of the qualities they like best about me is that I'm incredibly loyal and incredibly protective, but that's one of the things that gets me in trouble as well. Because, like I said, I'll protect people that I love and care about, and I love and care about the men that I coach. So, but it's going to be a fun week. This is a lot going on, a lot swirling. You know, the latest rumors that that the Cleveland Browns are interested in, you know, Baker Mayfield, and everything's a smokescreen with Josh Allen and Sam Darnold, just puts everything into, you know, a new spin cycle. So it's pretty fun.
Where ultimately you think Josh is going to end up? You have a sense or a feel through all your conversations?
Brock, I thought forever that he's going to end up with the New York Jets. And I'm still hopeful that he does, you know. But if the Cleveland Browns don't follow what everyone has kind of assumed was going to be the script and take Sam Darnold, then that could just change everything, depending upon how the Jets feel about Sam, or if the Browns take Josh Allen. And Sam Darnold sitting there, I think it's hard to believe that the New York Giants would pass on Sam Darnold. I've heard that they really love him. And then, you know, it comes down to the Jets, and do they want Josh Rosen or Baker Mayfield? You know, so it's all personal choices. You know, at the draft, you know, people fall in love with a particular player, and very, very rarely, as a matter of fact, almost never do teams have two players rated equal, especially when it comes to quarterback. They're going to go into Thursday knowing exactly who they want for whatever reason, you know, and they're going to judge someone dependent upon, on, you know, what they decide are the variables they're looking for. From my opinion, and having known him for a long time and having watched him and watched him mature and watched him grow up, Josh Rosen is not only the best player in the draft, but the one with the most potential. you know, he hasn't even really scratched the surface of how great he's going to be. And, you know, you, Brock, you saw kind of a tough game, the Washington game. You know, we struggled, and he got hurt. He, you know, he took the hit there and wasn't able to play in the second half. But I'll tell you something, you know, these people that are questioning his toughness or his competitiveness or really his love of football, I think they're way off base. And then, you know, the question that I've gotten from a lot of the executives, which is a common question, is does he love football? And yes, he loves football. Is he coachable? He's not the kind of guy, and you're a quarterback, you know, if they say, okay, you know, throw the slant. He goes, okay, do you want me to throw first window, second window, front pad, back pad? You know, do you want it on his left number, his right number? I mean, he really likes to dive deep and find out exactly how the play is supposed to be run, exactly where the ball is supposed to be put. And if you let him off the hook a little bit and don't coach him hard, you know, he wants to be coached hard because he wants to be great. So that's what I know about this young man. You know, I've watched him grow up. I've watched him mature. I've, you know, some of the comments and the things he did when he was younger, when he was 18 and 19 years old that people have fixated on. I think people need to remember that he was a college student. It's a time to learn. It's a time to grow. It's a time to mature. And that's what he's done.
You know, it seems like what you've been talking about, not just today, but as you've sort of gone on the tour talking about Rosen and the rest of these quarterbacks, is fit. And I, if I understand you properly, it's why, you know, some of your comments don't seem to quite jive with each other, is because what you're saying is, guy, you know, one player may be better than another in a vacuum, but ultimately they have to be the right fit for the team that's selecting them. Do I have that right?
Well, first of all, my comments are consistent. I've been completely clear, completely consistent, and I've never said anything but complimentary things about Josh. There's not one negative thing has ever come out of my mouth. As a matter of fact, I challenge anyone to go back and find anything negative that I've said about Josh. Saying that Sam Darnold or Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson may be a better fit for a particular team is in no way reflective of the fact that I think Josh is the best quarterback. It's just that's the NFL. That's why teams pick particular players, because they fit a system, they fit a style, they fit a coaching staff, they fit a scheme, that their personality fits. I mean, it's why sitting at number two or sitting at number one at the Cleveland Browns, you know, everyone assumes they're going to take Sam Darnold, but if they take Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield, it's because they believe that player is a better fit for what they're trying to do. That is a fact. So there's no negativity in saying that. So my comments have been completely clear, completely consistent. And I, like I said, I would challenge anybody to go back 5 years and find me saying one negative thing about Josh. I don't have anything negative to say about him. I love him. But you're right. It's all about fit. And it's all about best player available, fitting a need. It's when you're in a draft room, it's awesome, man. I mean, the things that go into it, it's not just an off the hip decision. It's months and months and hours of discussion and repetition of mock drafts and evaluations and, you know, medical checks and psychological checks and, you know, there's a whole lot that goes into picking a player.
All right, last thing for you, Jim, and then we'll let you go. You know, as this draft comes up and everybody's trying to figure out which quarterback is going to fit where, if you were selecting in one of these cities and had this pick, and you knew that you were going to be in the pit where it all goes down, which of these five or six quarterbacks that could be picked somewhere in the first round do you think has the most freaking toughness that you need in there?
Josh is tough. I mean, watch Josh stand in the pocket and take hits. And you know, people have questioned his durability. And I've heard scouts say, you know, I wish he could get out of there. I wish he'd get out of the pocket a little earlier. He takes some hits in the pocket. It's because he's so damn tough. I mean, it was great. He would come to the sideline if he felt, and this didn't happen very often, believe me, because he wouldn't be, you know, where he is if it had happened often. But there was a couple times that I can remember in his career where he'd come to the sideline and he'd go, gosh, dang it, I took a little bit off of that ball because I felt that I was just about to get hammered. And it would anger him because he was so damn tough. You know, he felt like he should be able to stand in there and get hit by a sledgehammer and still deliver the ball right on time on target, which was, you know, it's just not going to happen. But he always knew if he took a little bit off it because he was going to protect his body, and he didn't do it very often. I mean, that's a tough sucker, man. He's a competitive, tough, hard-nosed guy. I mean, I've talked to a few scouts about three things. There's a throw against Stanford his freshman year that to me just shows you how talented he is. There's a run against Washington State his sophomore year that shows you, you know, how he is at the end of the game. And there's the second half of the A&M game this year that shows you how competitive he is. He's just he's matured. You know, there could have been questions about him early, but there shouldn't be late.
Wow. Well, Jim, thank you very much for taking the time. We talk about maturity, and maybe that's a good way to end this interview. Thank you. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us, and hopefully we can do it again.
My pleasure. You guys have a great day. Thanks for having me.
Right, thanks, Jim.
There's Jim Mora.